Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. Three undocumented immigrants take a journey to citizenship and beyond in Indivisible, Fuse's new We the Dreamers special this Saturday night. Producer director Hillary Linder joins me next. Also ahead, Imagine Television realized $100 million in new funding, Ava and Oprah's new bond, and our latest classic trivia question of the week. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, live from New York on Blog Talk Radio. This just in, tomorrow will be televised. Brought to you by Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information that will transform the way you hear the world. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book when you sign up for a 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/televised. More details later in this half hour. 75 degrees at the top of this hour in New York, and we welcome you to this special midweek edition of the program All About Television. We're normally with you Mondays and Fridays at this very hour, and we're delighted you are aboard. Good guests coming your way from the nation's capital, and we invite you, as always, to be part of the program. How it's so simple. Raise your voice, pick up the phone, and use this number, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. That number's been anywhere you're catching us across the country or around the globe here on Blog Talk Radio. Another way you're involved is our chat room. It's SimonApple04 by name, and you can find it right now at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. Guest 277 already in the room. And we just got guest 379 just popped in, so thank you for coming aboard. And again, if you have a question or comment, put it in the room, and we will address it. While the program is on the air, you can connect others by using Facebook Timeline. Click on the Facebook icon on your Blog Talk screen, follow the instructions, and other people can be live with you. Hillary Linder from Indivisible on Fuse will join us live from Washington, D.C., after these news notes. Imagine Entertainment wants to broaden the scope of its television division, and now it has $100 million in new financing for that purpose. Imagine, run by Ron Howard and Brian Grazer, received a financial boost from Television Broadcast Limited. It's a major media investor and programmer based in Hong Kong. With that infusion, Imagine and TVB will set up a joint venture for globally distributed TV projects, mostly scripted. Imagine currently produces Empire for Fox and just concluded season one of the multiple Emmy-nominated miniseries Genius on National Geographic. Oprah Winfrey and Ava DuVernay are becoming bosom TV buddies, you might say. DuVernay will bring new television series to Winfrey's Harpo Films unit on a first-look basis, with those series likely running on the Oprah Winfrey Network. Opening effort, Central Park Live, the recently announced limited series venture from DuVernay for Netflix. And Harpo will join Participant Media and Tribeca Productions as co-backers of that project. Separately, OWN renewed Queen Sugar, created by DuVernay, for a third season next year. Its second season is already its highest rated, with the latest episode getting about 2.4 million viewers. And former TV co-host and news anchor person Ann Curry will produce and host We'll Meet Again, a six-episode PBS series next winter. Each episode will follow the reunion of people impacted by major events, such as the bombing of Pearl Harbor. And that is news notes for today. Now joining us live from Washington, D.C., the producer-director of Indivisible, premiering this Saturday at 10 p.m. on Fuse, Hillary Linder. Hillary, welcome in.
Thank you so much for having me today.
It's a pleasure. What led you to do this special?
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
What led you to do this special about these three undocumented immigrants?
Absolutely. So in 2013, Congress was introducing a comprehensive immigration reform bill that would have overhauled our immigration policies. And it's immigration is a topic that I'm very passionate about, had followed closely in the news, and I was watching the news, and the media was really portraying 11 million undocumented immigrants as numbers and statistics, and they were leaving the human stories out. And I thought, you know what, if we're going to change our immigration laws, we need to have the stories of the actual people who are going to be affected by these policies represented. So I wanted to make a film about the real people at the heart of the immigration debate. I know that this topic is very political, it's very divisive, that we have a lot of people on either side of the issue. And so I wanted to make a film that everyone could relate to. And so at its core, Indivisible is a film about families.
And where did you find the families?
Sure. So I, as you said, I'm in Washington, D.C., and when I decided to make this film, I started reaching out to everyone I could find who was writing about or working with on immigrant rights. And little by little, a great group who does tremendous work across the United States called United We Dream introduced me to Hanata and Evelyn, the two young ladies in the film. And we talked over Skype. This was my first film, so I was pretty nervous talking to Evelyn and Hanata for the first time and asking them if they'd be willing to take part of this documentary. But they were very kind, and they said, you know what, we're coming to D.C. the next week to advocate for the Comprehensive Immigration Reform Bill. Join us and let's see how it goes. And it's kind of history from there. Hanata and Evelyn and I hit it off. We started filming. They introduced me to their friend Antonio, who is the third undocumented young adult in the film. And we filmed for about 2.5 years, the story of their lives.
Well, welcome, guest 284, and Rick Webb, our friend from Philadelphia, into our chat room. Simon Apple 04, but if you have a question or comment for our guest, please put it in the room or give us a call, 646-652-2906, and we are happy you are aboard with us on this Wednesday afternoon. Hillary, in filming these three over the last 2.5 years, what struck you about what they wanted to accomplish here in the United States? Because all three of them have basically two objectives here. One is they want citizenship. They do want to make a difference. They do want to become productive members of this country. But they also want to reunite with their parents, who apparently, for one reason or another, were deported.
Yes, that's correct. And so, you know, at its core, this is a film about families. This is a film that's meant to humanize undocumented immigrants. But if you're just like you said, Antonio, Hanata, and Evelyn, they came to the United States as young children. Their parents brought them here in search of a better life. And we often hear a narrative that, you know, they came to the United States, it was their parents' fault for bringing them here. And that's something that we like to challenge, because we see their parents as the original dreamers, the original heroes that were in a tough situation in whatever country they came from, and they took this courageous step to bring their children to the United States so that their children could have a better life. And so Antonio, Hanata, and Evelyn grew up here. They were American in every sense of the word except for that piece of paper that said they were American. So a big part of the film is about them fighting for a pathway to citizenship for themselves and for the other 11 million undocumented immigrants in the United States. Unfortunately, the immigration reform bill that was introduced in 2013 did not pass. It died in the House of Representatives. And so that's, you know, it's a tough part in the film when they realize, okay, this is not the bill that's going to change their lives and let them finally become Americans on paper. But they're also determined in the film to see their mothers again. Their mothers were deported when they were teenagers. And I think this is where anyone who watches the film, no matter what side of the debate you're on, you can feel the pain of not being able to see your mother, or for mothers not being able to see their children. And one of the most emotional scenes in the film, and you can see this Saturday night on Fuse at 10 p.m., Antonio, Hanata, and Evelyn go to the border fence in Arizona. Their mothers come to the Mexico side of the border fence, and they reunite through the fence. They haven't seen each other in more than 6 years, and it's just absolutely heartbreaking to watch these mothers and children trying to hug and catch up through this giant, hot, rusty metal fence. And I think in that moment, we can all feel the pain of families being separated. And that's where I hope viewers will say, okay, this doesn't feel right. Let's figure out what's going on. How can we let these people who have become contributing members of our communities, of our economies, actually become Americans? And how can we make this right? So that's what, you know, the things that I hope people think about when they watch this film.
Just to be clear, where are their parents deported to?
Mexico, Colombia, and Brazil.
Mm-hmm. And do all the parents come back or try to come back in the United States by the end of the movie, or just some
They do not. They cannot come back in the United States. None of them are willing to risk the border crossing. It's, you know, it's too dangerous. The parents are all still in Colombia, Brazil, and Mexico. The three in the film, Antonio, Hanata, and Evelyn, though, are very determined to see their mothers again. And they are all part of an executive order, a program that President Obama started in 2012 called DACA, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. This has been in the news a lot lately because the Trump administration and Trump supporters are threatening to end this program. What DACA does is for undocumented young adults who qualify, it gives them a 2-year work permit, so for the first time in their lives, they can legally work in the United States. They get a Social Security number so they can pay their taxes, even though they've been paying their taxes all along the way anyway. And it also gives them protection from deportation, which obviously you can imagine is a huge relief after being, you know, scared to be deported for so many years. So this program, DACA, provides this this temporary status in the United States. And because of that, because of DACA, they can actually apply for a special travel permit to leave the United States, go to Brazil, Colombia, Mexico, wherever they want to go for different reasons, and come back. So all three apply in the film for the special travel permission, and you have to watch the film to find out whether they get approved or not to see their mothers again. But some pretty powerful things happen in the film, is all I'll say.
Yeah. The film is Indivisible, and it'll be premiering this Saturday night at 10 o'clock on Fuse. It's the fourth chapter of an ongoing series called We the Dreamers, which is on that very network. And we've got the producer director of the film, Hillary Linder, live from Washington, D.C. this half hour on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Simon Appleband with you live from New York, 75 degrees at the top of the hour. You have a question or comment for our guest? Give us a ring, 646-652-2906, or check out our chat room, SimonApple04 by name, guest 284, and Rick Weber, our friend from Philadelphia, is in the room. This is the second of three episodes we are doing this week. Coming up on our next episode Friday, we'll meet a stand-up comedian who somehow finds a way to television one way or another, from the Wendy Williams Show to local public access. Her name is Elaine Witt, and we will find out about her TV adventures and misadventures on Friday. Then on Monday, we'll meet one of the key people behind Home and Garden Television, DIY, and Great American Country. He's Senior Vice President of Original Plumbing, John Feld, and we'll talk to him about a specific new show coming to DIY next month called Rustic Renovation. And a week and a half from today, this very program will start its second decade. And for our 10th anniversary special, it'll be 90 minutes, 3 to 4:30 Eastern Time, noon to 1:30 Pacific. We have a great hour of special guests for you. First up, we will have the former head of Gaumont Television, which does Narcos for Netflix, used to do Hemlock Grove for that very service, and Hannibal Friends DC, Katie O'Connell-Marsh. We'll talk to her about her brand new venture as chief executive of Platform One Media, put together by TPG, the big investment firm, and Liberty Global, one of the major international cable operators. And then one of the best-known people in all of television will join us for the very first time since our first Blog Talk Radio episode back in May of 2009, the head of FX, John Landgraf, whose network is up for some 50 Emmy nominations this year. John Landgraf from FX, Katie O'Connell-Marsh from Platform One Media. We also have somebody from the very first subject we covered back in first Monday of August 2007, the New York Television Festival. That's all coming up August 7th, 10th anniversary edition of Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Be with us for it and be part of it. That's August 7th, 3 to 4:30 Eastern, noon to 1:30 Pacific, exclusively on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. How willing were these subjects to have you be as intimate with your camera crew as possible with them? Was there any concern that there were certain things about their lives that you wanted to showcase that they would not let you see?
I've got to tell you, the three in the film and their families were so welcoming, so open, and so brave. These are undocumented immigrants in the United States, and they are letting you into their lives. They're telling you their names. You know, they're telling you exactly what happened, why they came to the United States, what happened with their families, how they were ripped apart by deportation. And that takes so much courage, so much bravery, and anything that I wanted to film or push them on, they were willing. They truly believe, we all believe, and we hope that this film will help us one day achieve fair and just comprehensive immigration reform. So we hope by letting viewers into the lives of these three that they start to change their mind about undocumented immigrants and hopefully also want to fight for immigrant rights in the United States. So, you know, I think there are definitely awkward times, uncomfortable times, but I got to tell you, they were just so welcoming and open, and it was really a privilege to be a part of their lives during the filming. And, you know, even to this day, we're very close. We speak frequently. We see each other as much as we can. And it's like we all kind of expanded our family. That was probably one of the most amazing parts of the film itself, is just gaining three families and being a part of their amazing lives and stories.
How much do they mirror what many more people are dealing with in this particular area of trying to become citizens, of trying to make their mark on society, and yet to try to, in their own way, sort of forge a middle ground in this whole immigration issue. Because it is a very, in some ways, a very inflammatory topic. In some ways, it's very, it leads to a lot of issues. It's everything from the whole issue of deportation to the whole issue of sanctuary cities to the whole issue of how do we deal with felons who have committed crimes, who are illegal or undocumented, and there are calls for things like case law to try to deal with that particular group of people as opposed to the overall group of undocumented.
Absolutely, and this is a great question, and it's a scary time for immigrants in the United States today, particularly undocumented immigrants. There is still a threat of families being separated by deportation. Deportations are continuing at a rate that's really sad and heartbreaking because families are continuing to be torn apart. You see people who started to get hopeful about immigration reform and maybe having a pathway to citizenship getting scared again and going kind of back into the shadows and preparing themselves for really tough times. So when we started out making the film, I truly thought I was going to be filming history. I thought comprehensive immigration reform would pass and we would see undocumented immigrants given a pathway to citizenship. We quickly learned that wasn't going to happen. I didn't ever really expect that we'd be at a point like we are today in America with such a scary and terrifying climate for undocumented immigrants and a presidential administration that continues to villainize and criminalize undocumented immigrants. I think I set one ground rule after people will see the film and before we discuss it. I ask audiences to please use the phrase undocumented immigrant. Don't say illegals, don't say illegal aliens, use the phrase undocumented immigrants because one of the fastest way to dehumanize someone is to call them illegal. And this film certainly is all about humanizing undocumented immigrants. And I think even the small change in how we speak will have a big ripple effect across the country. If you grow up hearing about illegals, of course you're going to think they're committing crimes or doing bad things, where data actually shows the opposite. Immigrant communities are less likely to commit crimes than native-born U.S. citizens. I was just reading a statistic that native-born U.S. citizens are 5 times more likely to go to prison. Sanctuary cities are some of the safest places because, and police officers agree with this, because they want communities to feel safe to come forward to report crimes. If you're an undocumented immigrant and you think if you report a crime to a police officer, you're suddenly going to be arrested and deported, clearly you're not going to report that crime. So, in fact, creating communities where people feel safe to go to the police makes us all safer. So we're in this very scary time right now where we're actually doing things that can make America less safe, making people very scared to report crimes, making people retreat back into the shadows. So a lot of things that you see in the film, particularly this family separation, it's happening all over again. And the hard part for me is that it's within our power to change it. We can change our immigration policies. They have changed multiple times over the years. I think it's important for everyone to remember their own immigrant history. I know when my first original immigrants came to the United States, if they came over today, they would not be allowed in under our current laws. So it's up to us to evaluate our immigration policies, change them, provide a fair and just way for undocumented immigrants to become U.S. citizens, and ultimately make our country safer. Because again, like what we're doing right now is actually making America less safe.
Mm-hmm. With all the television networks and services that you could have put this program on, why did you decide for Fuse?
Oh, we are so excited about Fuse and so thankful for this opportunity, especially even the name of this documentary series, We the Dreamers. You may have heard of undocumented youth being referred to as dreamers. The series, that's not what it's referring to, but we love this idea of a dreamer being someone who can overcome extremely hard obstacles. And I think that's what this whole documentary series is about. Indivisible certainly fits into that category. We think we're reaching a great audience across the United States. So we're just really energized about, we can't wait for people to see it and then hopefully visit our website, indivisiblefilm.com. We provide you great ways to take action. We hope you're inspired to get involved. And so go to indivisiblefilm.com, click on Take Action, and we'll help you figure out how you can get involved in your local communities or on a national level to help fight for immigrant rights.
We're speaking with Hillary Linder. She is the producer director of Indivisible. It's the latest chapter of the ongoing series of fused documentary specials, We the Dreamers. And this effort takes place this Saturday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Pacific Time on Fuse. Hillary joins us live from Washington, D.C., the nation's capital. This half hour on Tomorrow will be televised, about to mark 10 years on the air next month. Sam and Apple Band with you live from New York Delight. You are aboard this midweek afternoon, 75 degrees at the top of the hour. You have a question or comment for our guest? Don't be shy. Make use of that phone, 646-652-2906. That's good. Anyway, you're catching us across the country, around the world here on BTR. And you can also make room of our chat room. As Guest284 and Rick Lowe, our friends in Philadelphia, are doing, it's SimonApple04@yahoo.com. Apple04. And that's our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. By the way, I always love hearing from you. If there's a thought you have about this program, this interview, or about television overall, use this email, SimonApple04@yahoo.com. It's SimonApple04@yahoo.com. We really appreciate hearing from you because what you say matters. I do respond to emails within 24 hours. Plus, you can check out anytime recent episodes. All you have to do is go to our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised, or you can go to our podcast homes, iTunes, and Apple TV's iTunes podcast app. If you don't have Apple TV, go to an Apple store near you or order Apple TV online. Where did you put this documentary together? Where did these undocumented folks come from? What parts, and by the way, did you try to go for geographic balance? Let's say have one based on the East Coast, one based on the West Coast, one based in the heartland of the nation.
So Hinata lives in Boston, Antonio lives in Queens, New York, and Evelyn lives in Orlando, Florida. They were often coming to Washington, D.C. to advocate for the bill, so we filmed here as well. And we also went to Arizona for this border reunion scene. And I'll also say we filmed in Brazil, Colombia, and Mexico. Hopefully that doesn't give too much away. You know, I wanted to show the diversity of immigrants in the United States. I think it's important to remember that we have immigrants from all around the world, Africa, Asia, Europe, everywhere. So while the three in the film do come from, you know, Mexico, Brazil, and Colombia, there are immigrants from every corner of the globe in the United States. So I hope they can all see a little bit of their own stories in this film.
Speaking of stories, where do you see your career in television going from here? Do you want to do continue to do documentaries? Do you want to dip into scripted series, as some documentary producers are doing? Do you want to do what some people are calling a hybrid scripted unscripted series? Where do you see your career going from here?
Sure. So I am working on my next documentary. It's called Muji Blades, and it's about Muji. He lost both of his legs in a terrible car accident 5 years ago, and today he's one of the fastest bilateral amputee sprinters in our nation. He is so cool, so inspirational. It's going to be a great sports story, a great family story. I think a story that everyone can watch and get really just entertained by and inspired by. I'm also starting a podcast called Do No Harm with one of my great friends, Lauren, and it's going to be covering humanitarian crises around the globe, trying to make humanitarian crises more relatable and accessible for anyone who wants to learn more.
Incidentally, we're seeing now a lot of interest by production companies for television in doing podcasts, TV series based on podcasts. Sam Esmail, the creator of Mr. Robot, is doing Homecoming with Julia Roberts for Amazon, 2 seasons worth. Anonymous Content, the company that works with Universal Television and doing Mr. Robot, just picked up earlier today another podcast series that won a Peabody Award either this year or last year, and trying to revert that into a television series. So you never know. If you do a podcast, it could become a TV series down the road. We have a call. We're going
to say no to that.
Absolutely. Anyway, we have a call. Let's do it. Hello, you're on Tomorrow Night Televised. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Simon. It's Rick Webb calling from Philadelphia.
Hi, Rick. You're on the line with Hillary Linder from Indivisible. Go ahead.
Hi, Hillary. Well, first I wanted to say, watching the film El Norte when I was back in high school was like a deeply affecting film for myself to see, because it was something about immigrants, you know, coming over and working in America. And it was the kind of thing I had never really seen before and seen so realistically as well. So I wanted to ask as well, in your documentary and as well in the future, are you planning on showing like what these you know, immigrants are, like, how they actually work and what their those challenges are, so that we can, you know, regular Americans can relate to it a little bit more as well?
That's a great question, and thanks for calling in. And I think this is a really important question, because a lot of people assume that undocumented immigrants come over and the red carpet is rolled out to the American dream. Suddenly they have a great job and a house and this and that. And that's not the case at all. They come here and life is very hard, and they work their way up, working very hard jobs, labor-intensive jobs, often being taken advantage of by their employers. And it's just, it's a challenge, but they do it, and they work hard so that their families can have better lives. And you definitely get a sense of that in Indivisible. You see how hard Antonio, Hanasa, and Evelyn work at their jobs and at their advocacy work. You hear their parents talk about how they worked and how hard they were working. So it's certainly a theme that runs throughout Indivisible. There are so many stories that could be told about the immigrant community. I hope filmmakers just continue to elevate these stories and tell these stories. I wish I could have told so many other aspects of it. I wanted to focus on family, so I tried to stay really laser focused on that. But you hit the nail on the head. There are so many great things, and especially how hardworking they are. So hopefully some more films will come out that also highlight that.
Cool. Yeah, because I think people would understand the challenges more, and that sometimes, like, words about saying that they're, like, in some of your bio or some of the stuff that I've read about this film, sometimes, like, words like fight are used, where I think it's more often they're just trying to earn like their way into America. And just the same way Chinese immigrants and Irish immigrants in the past and German immigrants came and worked and built railroads and stuff, that's still happening. And I think not enough people see that. And just in my opinion, I think a lot of that would change hearts and minds. So best wishes and continued success, and hope to see this and more of your work, Leslie. So congrats.
Thank you
great
so
job.
Much. Thank you. And I think everyone should step back and really examine their life and think about all the ways undocumented immigrants make their lives better. I know all the foods that I cook, the produce that I eat when I go to a restaurant, when I go to the dry cleaners, when, you know, almost every part of my life is impacted in a wonderful way by undocumented immigrants. Our country would not be the way it is today without them. And so it is, just like you said, people should really be connected to that and see how hardworking they are and how it impacts everyone's life. So I agree completely. Thank you for your comments.
Oh, absolutely. And thank you, Simon. Congrats on 10 years.
You're very welcome, Rick. Thanks very much. Rick Webb, our good friend from Philadelphia, who has made some of our 10 years a lot of fun with his calls here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Indivisible, the latest in the ongoing series of few specials known as We the Dreamers, premieres Saturday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Time and Pacific Time. Check your local list where Fuse is available in the area on cable, satellite, smart TV sets, and smart devices like Roku, Google Chromecast, etc., etc. For more details about the program online, including some extended content with the subjects involved, go to www.fuse.tv. That's www.fuse.tv. And if you want more details, not about this subject, but about the whole issue of undocumented immigration, here's where you can go. www.indivisiblefilm.com. That's www.indivisiblefilm.com. Hillary Windsor, producer director of Indivisible, thank you again for joining us. Good luck with the presentation on Fuse Saturday night, and hopefully we will see and hear more of your work on television down the road.
Thank you so much for having me today, and congrats on 10 years. That's such an amazing accomplishment.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. Take care. All the greatest. Hey, Linda from Washington, D.C., joining us live this half hour on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Now some wonderful words from the people at Audible.com. Are you in the mood for something mysterious, something fanciful, something moody, something that puts you in a unique world you've never been before? Well, try on the wonderful voice of Emma Thompson narrating this latest audiobook called Northanger Abbey. That's Northanger Abbey, and you can find it and get it for yourself through a trial subscription to Audible.com. Audible.com is the home for the very best in spoken digital audio entertainment, information, and inspiration, with over 180,000 titles to choose from. You can listen to them on any device, including whatever you are hearing us on right now at Blog Talk Radio. Remember, you sign up at audibletrial.com/televised, you get one free audiobook, plus a one-month trial of service and great customer service from the fine folks at Audible, which is owned by Amazon.com. So find out for yourself how Audible.com can transform the way you hear the world. AudibleTrial.com/televised. When we come back, our Crappy Trivia question of the week, if you're first with the correct answer and we're waiting for it, you can win a wonderful set of magnets from the fine folks at Disney Junior, perfect for the whole family. And we'll also say a fond farewell to a project I've been involved with for the last few years, BK Live. We'll get to that and more after we pause at the bottom of the hour for web identification. You are connected to www.blogtalkradio.com, the best internet radio on the planet, more than 25 million listeners around the world every month, and growing. It's your home for MSN 101. Check it out, Saturday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon to 6. That's NSM 101. This Saturday and every Saturday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon to 6, exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. And remember, you can find the best of ETR, our stuff included, up 24/7 at YouTube.com. Welcome back to the Marvin Televised on this special Wednesday edition, second of three we are doing this week. Happy to have you aboard on this July Wednesday here in the Web of York. It is 75 degrees at the top of the hour. And right now it's time for our classic trivia question of the week. We posed the question on our Monday show, and we don't have a winner yet, but we're out to cause one, our second in a row. And if you are first with the correct answer, you can win a wonderful set of magnets provided by Disney Junior. You can hang them up all over the place. Stick beautifully, wonderfully colorful, great, great thing for the family. Anyway, here's our question. Name the 1960s comedy series starring Gene Kelly. That's right, Gene Kelly made an hour-long comedy series for ABC back in the early 1960s. I'll give you a hint. It was based on a famous movie, actually two movies, that were made by others in the 1940s. Once again, the question, name the 1960s comedy series starring Gene Kelly. If you know the answer, email me at simonapple04@yahoo.com. That's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget to in that email enclose your name and your full mailing address, and if you're first with the correct answer, you will win those wonderful magnets all arranged by the fine folks at Disney Junior. And if you just missed the question, no problem. I will post it tomorrow morning on my Facebook page and on my Twitter handle. That's at UBC Simon TWBT. That's at UBC Simon TWBT. Remember, in order to win, be in, and all the very best. Tomorrow is going to be a very interesting day for me and some other fine folks in Brooklyn. And that's because we're going to say sayonara to a wonderful project that many, many people have caught here in this wonderful city and around the country through YouTube. As some of you may know, back in 2014, March to be specific, we became the first internet radio program or podcast to be simulcast on television. We did so through an organization called Brooklyn Independent Media. It's now known as Brick TV. And it's one of the most unique local television ventures anywhere in these United States, much less in New York. It presented a wide variety of programming, and we were part of it with this program for over 15 months. It was very special for us because we were able to do things with Tomorrow Be Televised we could not do before, like run clips for upcoming series or projects in technology, to have live and studio guests, and even give you an extended opportunity to get your thoughts in on the major TV issues of the day. Because of the economy, we had to suspend the simulcast at the end of July 2015. However, the people at Brick TV were so delighted with what transpired, and they liked the format, they invited me to stay on and do a weekly segment for a show called BK Live that they had started that very same season. BK Live has had more than 700 episodes. It runs Monday through Thursday on Brick TV. It's available throughout New York City on Verizon Fios, throughout Manhattan and Brooklyn on Charter Spectrum, in Manhattan as part of Manhattan Neighborhood Network, and also in Brooklyn on RCN and Altice USA. It's streamed every day from noon to 1 o'clock as well on brickartsmedia.org, that's Brick TV's website, and then the segments of the program are presented the next day or the day after at YouTube's website under the Brick TV page. It was wonderful to do that segment week in, week out, for the better part of two seasons now, do everything from showcase upcoming programs, have in-studio guests, do some commentary, and also have crosstalk with the wonderful set of hosts that do BK Live every day, led by Brian Vines, Greg Johnson, Aaron Watkins, and Melody Vargas. Well, the best of times has to sometimes wrap up, and that's what's going to happen tomorrow. After more than 700 episodes, DK Live will present the final episode of His Existence tomorrow from noon to 1 local time. And I will be on the program with the rest of the crew saying sayonara. It's been a fantastic experience to showcase what we do to the local television audience and ultimately to a national television audience as well. Some of our DK Live segments have received more than 1,000 views on YouTube. And one that we did back in April with the producer of a HBO documentary called Warning, This Drug May Kill You, dealing with the opioid epidemic in a very personal way, has had, get this, nearly 3,000 views on YouTube. So it shows that there's a lot of people in and around the United States that would like to know what is happening with Brooklyn that might affect them. That was a beauty of BK Live. It was wonderful to see not only live and studio interviews with key people who run Brooklyn, who are responsible for the quality of life we have here, but also to touch on a lot of topics that other people around the country are dealing with. Plus, to give you an insight into some of the cultural attractions of the city, from what's going on in Dumbo to down south in Coney Island and everything in between. Some of the reporting that was done on BK Live was exclusive and extraordinary. A number of segments from BK Live received Emmy nominations last year and this year, and for the very first time, one segment dealing with a generous person who gives sneakers to the homeless in various parts of Brooklyn received a local New York area Emmy Award, the first one for Brick TV. It's going to be a very melancholy hour tomorrow afternoon, but I'm happy to say that while it may be the end of Brick TV's BK Live as we know it, Brick TV has a lot of great plans for this coming year. And one of them is to try to do a spinoff of BK Live. We don't know what the frequency is or whether it will be a half hour or an hour, whether it will be a daily or weekly show. But I will encourage that we can be, with Tomorrow Be Told Live, be part of that. And then I will keep you posted to see how we do. By the way, speaking of the simulcast, we are very, very close to having that simulcast back. And I hope in the next couple of weeks, certainly, if we can, when we have our anniversary show on August 7th, to make that very special announcement. In the meantime, I want to take a moment to thank some wonderful people at Brick TV who made my appearances and my segments possible. One is the president of Brick, Leslie Schultz, who has done a magnificent job putting this venture together. Jonathan Leith, the executive producer of BK Live this past year and change, who has been wonderful to work with on my scripts every week, always has wonderful feedback. And secondly, the wonderful producer director who it's been my purpose to work with on the Tomorrow Be Told Live simulcast and BK Live these last 3 years, Justin Bryan. Justin, I'm a partner. He has always made great suggestions about how to make the segments as visually fun as possible. And Justin, I can't thank you enough for everything you contributed to making the simulcast and BK Live work. I promise you that we're going to do a lot of celebrating tomorrow, including some lunch after the fact. And I wish the folks at Brick TV the very, very best. The camera crew, the production teams, everybody involved, the segment producers have all done a wonderful job over the last 3 years. There really isn't nothing to cry over. Having 3 years on local television where you get your local, some of your local highlights on national view through YouTube, that's a pretty darn good accomplishment. A lot of people would wish that for that much. And Brick TV will go on, I think, to greater and greater things. It's been a wonderful pleasure to be part of the Brick TV family and format these last 3 years, and I hope we can continue the relationship. And for those in the New York area, I invite you to join me for the finale of BK Live. That's tomorrow from noon to 1 local time on Brick TV. You can hear it, you can catch it live also on the web at brickartsme.org, and then catch the various segments, which will, by the way, continue to be run after Brick goes off the Brick KLI goes off the air at 1 p.m. local time tomorrow at youtube.com/BrickTV. That's youtube.com/BrickTV. And one more shout-out I'd like to give, and this person doesn't know I was going to shout out, but I thought I'd do it, and I did it on the spur of the moment. Some of you may remember a game show called Shop to Your Drop. It was carried for many years on Lifetime and then on PAX TV. And I'm sure you know the host of that show, a wonderful gentleman by the name of Pat Finn. Well, Pat Finn has decided to take on something very special in his life, and that is become a leader of the Landmark Forum for Landmark Worldwide. In fact, this past Monday, Mr. Finn celebrated his birthday by leading an introduction to the Landmark Forum at their center in Los Angeles. So, Pat, if this gets to you, congratulations on becoming one of Landmark's newest forum leaders. Congratulations on your intro this past Monday. Happy wonderful birthday to you and beyond. And if you lead a Landmark Forum here in New York, I hope to have the opportunity to meet you in person. Just be there, and I'll be there. Simple as that. Anyway, that's our program for today. Again, thank you to our guest, Hillary Linder, the producer-director of the Fuse Special Indivisible, part of their We the Dreamers ongoing series. Once again, you can catch that program this Saturday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Pacific Time on Fuse TV. For more details online, www.fuse.tv or www.indivisiblefilm.com. Friday on Tomorrow Be Televised at our regular hour, we'll be speaking with a stand-up comedian by the name of Helene Witt, who's had some very interesting adventures in the TV world. We'll talk to her about those wonderful goings on. And coming up on Monday, among our guests, we'll have the Senior Vice President of Visual Programming at Home and Garden Television, DIY, and Great American Country, John Feld. And remember, a week and a half from now, we mark 10 years of the program about television and start Second Decade in Style with Katie O'Connell Marsh, the new head of Platform One Media, the former chief of Gaumont Television, and FX Network president John Landgraf. That's all coming up on August 7th. That's a week from Monday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, right here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. If you came in late on today's program or you want to catch up on episodes you missed, go to our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. That's blogtalkradio.com/televised. And remember, you can use our wonderful email, farmandapple04@yahoo.com, to be part of our classic trivia question of the week, and also be part of our segment called A Show to Know. Is there a TV program or service you think doesn't get enough attention these days? Well, we want to hear about it, and we want to give it that attention, and if we do, you, of course, will get the credit for it. So use this email, simonapple04@yahoo.com, simonapple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget, we're available not only 24/7 at our Blog Talk Radio homepage, we're also available 24/7 on podcasts through iTunes.com and Apple TV's iTunes podcast app. We are one of several Blog Talk Radio shows available in the latter fashion. And if you don't have Apple TV, go to an Apple store near you or order it online. Remember, we love hearing from you, so use that email, SimonApple04 by name. You can also find me on Facebook and follow me on Twitter at UBCSimonTWBT. That's at UBCSimonTWBT. We always appreciate what you have to say and invite you to make this a two-way interactive deal. Why? Because what you say matters. The views expressed on this program are those of the participants, not necessarily those of Blog Talk Radio. Our production associate is Candace Williams. Andy Toth, Blog Talk Radio's general manager, with Jay Seidenberg, executive content producer. The co-founders of this wonderful enterprise are Alan Levy and Bob Cherish. Tomorrow Be Televised was brought to you today by Audible.com, an Amazon company. Remember, Audible will transform the way you hear the world. Give it a go at audibletrial.com/televised. But Tomorrow Be Televised, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for listening. Have a great rest of your Wednesday and your week. We are back on Friday, same time, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific. Of course you know where, Blog Talk Radio. Please be safe and be great out there no matter what you're up to. And until the next time, stay well and stay tuned.